And let's get you up to date with another update of Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have wet roads in parts of the valley. Don't be surprised if you're driving in or maybe out of some rainy areas and wet roads. Southbound traffic, I-15, just a little heavy and slow at 3900 South, and then again at 7200 South. And that's because we have a southbound accident right around 72nd over to the left. Then on the northbound side, we have two vehicles pulled over into the Gore area in that same spot. And that's between the main flow and the split. Dave Meekum.
The Utah County commute is improving slowly. You're going to get the delays, but you're not going to hit them until you get past Thanksgiving Point, approaching 2100 North. And a little bit of slowing beyond 2100 North, and then it'll slowly improve. It's not really a bad drive there right now. And the rest of Utah County also looking like it's a good drive at freeway speed there, Mark.
Yeah, Davis County's really improving as well, and so that's good. Northbound I-15, not going to get any slowdowns until you get to Shepherd Lane, and then you're only going to really dip in speeds in a few spots headed to the usual place, Hillfield Road, Layton Hills Mall area. Highway 89 is still a bit heavy up into Fruit Heights. The good news for folks traveling northbound I-15 and fighting these delays through Far West every day, those delays have cleared. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.